February 22, 2024. This is session 1214 of these inner journeys for energy and information coming through the Omega Communications Portal. Hello, Lani with you again, and bringing you into the state of consciousness where you access energy and information in a different way. There's always a different viewpoint, a different way of understanding what comes to you and what may seem familiar, and then you realize it has another depth to it. It's like going for a walk along a pathway you've been along before in the bush or on the beach, and you notice something different, and yet it's probably always been there. So these sessions are like this. You may feel they're familiar, and then suddenly you realize you haven't heard the words. Your mind has wandered, and you come back and you hear something new in a different way. So this begins the session today with you being aware of the greater state of consciousness, of awareness that you exist in and as. And as this aspect of you, of consciousness, you are with us in the receiving state of the station of light. Greetings, you, Leah, and Oren, together with you in this welcome space. And immediately we would ask you to come with us into a different aspect where you are able to observe the entire unit that you recognize as your planetoid named Earth. So you are viewing this from a space within our existence in this station, observing you, observing the entire situations around the environment in which you exist. And the environment in which you exist is one space, and therefore you may be interacting in some way with energy systems which are disharmonious in other areas of the lands around the planet, and yet where you are within a space of harmony. So this is one of the reasons why we emphasize to you to continue accessing energy and information from the cosmic viewpoint. And from the cosmic viewpoint, this is the aspect of your initial entry into body form within this biosphere of this planetoid. So you are accessing energy before it got confused, disoriented, contaminated, or in any way disturbed by events that occur in the biosphere of the planetoid. And this includes, of course, existences of your known ancestors. Moving you to view from this observation platform, you then get a greater concept, because as you observe beyond the biosphere of Earth, you see many other existences and realities where life exists. And in this way, you are able to connect in a conscious fashion with streams of energy and information from aspects of creation that have evolved in different systems from that which you have evolved in within the planetoid area. We are saying that you are accessing energy and information that will continue to enable you to evolve in the best possible way and connections with the pure elements of creation, of your soul. So this is necessary because as you absorb all this information and energy which we present to you, and you become clearer of the imprints that have been disturbing you, then you see you are creating the environment in a different way. Even from the one point where you are located, the energy field that you access and you move around the world in your clear energy field space, that is enabling other ones who are ready for that energy to also access it. It reminds them by seeing you, by observing, by feeling your energy field, that there is something beyond what they normally would be seeing and accessing. This flows through many of the streams of energy and information that people can access. And also, of course, they're needing to rise above misconceptions and the implanted ideas that are controlling them. This has existed within generations upon the Earth planet, and yet around it all has been that cosmic frequency of the pureness. So this is continuing energy and information which has been presented to you. But we would ask you to view what is occurring around the planet from this distant or from a viewpoint that is beyond those layer levels of existence. You can do this more readily now because you have accepted the freeness, the freeing up from imposed, imprinted information. Perhaps you think you have now printed and taken on the imprint of the higher field consciousness that truly is your soul existence. Moving forward in the flowingness of that, then you come into fields of opportunity. The opportunities have always existed. The concepts have always existed there as opportunities and potential. Now that you have freed yourself of limitations in any way, you have access to the potential. And this will flow into you through the natural attraction that the soul has, because it's always had the attraction to the higher principles of creation, the vital frequencies necessary. What will you involve yourself in now? What will you create now? These are questions for you to consider for yourself. We also would have you observe the interconnected frequencies that exist around you, the natural frequency patterns of the energy matrix surrounding you. And this is part of the vital componentry necessary to harness the potential and the flows of energy patterns for the creations for you. This includes contact with other people, other beings, that would be a component of your life cycle and the information necessary for the life cycle. There is this natural attraction and meeting up point as different energy intersections of streams of energy and information from different realities come together, and you are the central point of the coming together of all of that energy information. You will be acknowledging and observing that it is changing you, changing ideas that you have about you, changing many things as you move into the freshness of the cosmic frequency. So in one way, it's not instantly shifting you from, for example, one planetoid to another, but it is shifting you in your alignment with the original prime source of energy and information. That creates the shifts in you, and you create the shifts around you. So there is a principle of higher cosmic management, and yet it's not managing you or anything. It is a natural coming together in the intersections of time and space, of different realities, and the point of connection of all of those is vital for you at this time. It actually, in your understanding, will activate a code system that exists as an energy placement within you, and it is an energy code with many facets to it and many different processes to it. And this again is a natural component of your soul essence. If you were able to view your soul as it entered into the life form that you recognize as you, you would see many of these different systems of codes of energy fields that are in place and which become activated in accordance with different cosmic alignment systems. So currently, you have come into a cosmic alignment system which activates this coding system within you. This allows more freedom through the energy systems and pathways. And you see, your physical aspect is necessary to express the creativeness that comes in as this coding sequence is activated. This could reveal itself to you as some aspects of the physical body which may not have been clearly, healthily presenting itself as the body form. So there are shifts and changes in that, in accordance with this very deep activation. Now, viewing again the entire environment that is the biosphere of planet Earth, you will see different areas being enlivened. A new field of light systems coming in. And we're speaking about consciousness as the light systems, enlightening individuals in various placements. So for some people, it will be feeling that there's actually a different life aspect to themselves. They feel so different as the activation is more apparent in them. It's a new system of life, and the body forms are ready for the activated new systems, new codes. So there'll be clearer seeing, clear knowing, clear presentation and acceptance of others, and also there's the clear assistance available. In this way, we are assisting you to recognize what is happening all around you and through you individually. And what we are describing for you is also occurring for many, many other people around you. We are acknowledging you in every way. And this is what we drew you into the space to observe and to understand, and to understand the relativity of what is occurring for you in this intersection in time-space realities. And this is also coherently occurring in other time-space realities. It's a connection between the different central vortices that are activating cosmically. So this has occurred while we have been addressing you in this state, and now we bring you back to the receiving area of the station. This completes this information session to you in this gathering. We withdraw now. You, Leah and Oren, out. Lani speaking again. Thank you for that wonderful revealing, Oren and Yulia together. Beautiful combination. So, everybody, draw yourself back together into you, into one cohesive pattern, as if you've drawn in all of that energy and information from different time-space realities. The cosmic drawing together of everything for you. Again, there has been a lot of energy and information presented in this session, and you'll be understanding this in different ways, hearing something differently every time you listen to this again or read it again. You'll be taking it in in just the right way that activates it all within you, different sequences. So continue to be activated and inspired and enlightened in this way. And I look forward to meeting up with you again. Right now, this is when you bring all of your focus back deeply within your body form, your life cycle. As I do this for myself, I feel a level of excitement flowing through me. New vitality in some way. So I'm enjoying this, and I trust you are enjoying a similar sensation in you, just as whatever is appropriate for you. Take it all into you. So with love, laughter and joy, I end this session coming through the Omega Communications Portal to you. OmegaCommunications.co.nz. Thank you. Do remember, be fully grounded and functioning, fully aware of the reality within time as we measure time and location. Thanks.